My flotilla, number one flotilla, Weddingen, had been in Swedish waters, and we were told by the Swedes that in London trenches would be dug against air force attacks from outside, and etc. And there would come a war, and we would be inflicted with the war. We didn't know anything about it. But coming back to a German port, Memel, we were called to our home port for mobilization, took live torpedoes and go to certain positions in the North Sea, my flotilla, please. We were not quite afraid because we knew there wouldn't be any war against Britain and France. It would be like a year ago or before that, and which was followed by Munich. The Munich agreement, it was just a gesture. Being at sea, we were informed by the commander-in-chief of our navy that Britain and France had declared war. There was, of course, fighting in Poland. Britain and France had declared war on Germany. Order of the day of the commander-in-chief of the Navy, Admiral Reeder, was the Navy is not prepared, but nevertheless the fleet will have to fight in accordance with the German tradition of fighting to the last shell and to the last torpedo and sink with flying colors. So that's what we were to carry out. And we, or I, and submarines, was to fight in the framework of international law, which I spoke of was already stipulated in 1936 in the British-German agreement about submarine warfare. This meant prize warfare and to exercise the right, the international right of visit and search, and then decide how to dispose of cargo which might be contraband. If there was no chance of getting the ship into a German port, which in the Atlantic was not very probable, and also not in the North Sea very probable, to decide how to dispose of the ship with a contraband cargo. They didn't work, because very soon the British armed all their merchant ships, and there was no ground to stick to that agreement of 36 anymore. So the price regulations were out of force, really. And also we found out that the British ships used, they had a naval crew on board for the armaments, for the guns. They attacked us immediately. Not only that, by radio, they published for the whole world that the submarine was there and there. So the right of visit and search, there was no more right of visit and search, really. And we were told if we met ships, merchant ships, armed, then we could regard them as a warship. Of course, in the first day of the war, there was a senior incident when one of our submarines torpedoed and sunk passenger ships, the passenger ship Athenia, with heavy loss of life. It was not really the fault of that submarine, because the passenger ship behaved like a warship. It was darkened at night and zigzagging and like a warship and could be attacked. But after that, well, the answer by the mass media of the whole world was so strong that we immediately we got the order not to attack any passenger ships anymore, not single ones and not even convoy. So they had to be spared. Well, America was a neutral state, of course, and Hitler did not want to widen the European war into a world war. He ordered everything which was prevent us from our side to do anything which could be by the world judged as an attempt to widen the war into a world war.